Dear friends, grace and peace to you from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm very excited to share with you what the Lord Jesus taught me in my study of Mark 1 verses 40 to 42. I've entitled it, Where Do You Want to Be Clean? My hope and prayer is that you are blessed and ministered to. Before I do that, I want to share with you a verse from Psalms and Proverbs. Psalm 113, 1 to 3 says, Hallelujah, O servants of Jehovah, praise His name. Blessed is His name forever and ever. Praise Him from sunrise to sunset. Proverbs 23, 17 through 19 says, Listen to this wise advice, follow it closely, for it will do you good, and you can pass it on to others. Trust in the Lord. Mark 1 verses 40 to 42 say, A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, If you are willing, you can make me clean. Filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said, be clean. Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cured. I asked myself what the stigma of leprosy could have done to a person. This man had leprosy. Leprosy made someone an untouchable and an outcast from society. This man could have been ridiculed and shunned all the days he had leprosy. He could have lost hope because of his bad experiences he may have had. More than likely, he would have had such a terrible time because his disease was contagious, and also people feared coming near anyone with leprosy as they feared getting it. He could have easily been conditioned to accept his defeat in life, but he did not. One day he found out about someone who was so loud and who performed miracles. He took an active step, hoping to receive help, even with all the fears he may have stored up inside. I made some observations and interpretations. I asked myself what the man did. The man did two things. He came to Jesus with the disease that made him feel like an outcast, with skin falling off and blisters everywhere. The second thing he did was he fell on his knees and begged Jesus, If you are willing, you can make me clean. I asked myself why the leper used the words, If you are willing. This tells me that there were many people who were not even willing to be near him. We can infer that he was not sure if Jesus was going to have anything to do with him, especially from the bad experiences he may have had. Yet he takes the daring step and says, If you are willing, you can make me clean. I asked myself, what were the actions and reaction Jesus took towards the leper? Jesus was filled with compassion. Jesus reached out his hand. Jesus touched the man. Jesus said, I am willing. Jesus said, be clean. Point one, Jesus was filled with compassion. It is important to remember, if Jesus had not left Simon and Andrew's place with his disciples after spending solitary time with the Lord in prayer, the man would not have had an encounter with Jesus. Jesus already knew there was a leper who needed his help. Jesus showed his compassion to the man who was sick and who wanted to be clean. Jesus did not shun him, but goes a step further and exhibits his compassion by the next action he takes, which is evident by point two. Point two, Jesus reaches out his hand. Picture the person with leprosy whose skin was filled with spots and was falling off. No one would even come close to him, but now Jesus reached out his hand. This is so significant to me because by reaching out his hand, Jesus started the process of healing the man emotionally and psychologically. Now the man knew, even as an outcast to society, that he was loved by one person who really mattered. Jesus did not stop there, but goes a step further, which is evident by point three. Point three, Jesus touched the man. I believe at this point the man was healed emotionally, mentally, and psychologically by the loving hands of Jesus. By touching the man in his sickness, Jesus was letting him know that he is loved as he was. He is valued as a person regardless of his disease. Wow, that is awesome to know. Jesus does not stop there after touching the man, but gives him words he wanted to hear. This is evident by point 4. Point 4, Jesus said, "I am willing." These are the words the man wanted to hear from Jesus and must have been ecstatic to hear them. Lepers were usually confined to a leper's colony and could not do a lot of things that healthy people were able to do, including making a financial living. Now he knew he could be part of society, as Jesus helps him with that. This is evident by point 5. Point 5, Jesus said, "Be clean." Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cured. Praise God. Amen. He was instantly healed physically, but also he was healed emotionally, psychologically, and mentally by the trauma he faced after a personal encounter with Jesus. Implications. I saw important implications for my own life. The man with leprosy did not let his past come in the way of receiving healing in the present. It could have been easy for the man to have dwelled in the past and allowed his negative experiences and thinking to rule his life and given up. He did not, but decided to take a risk, and it paid off. It is exciting to know what Jesus did for the leper. He can do for us too when we have a personal encounter with him. He waits for us to come to him to clean us. Yes, he does. I don't know his timings, but I know he loves us and wants the best for us. I ask you now, dear friends, where do you want to be clean? Dear friend, each of you has a past, otherwise you won't be in the present. You know the skeletons from your past. You know the deep hurts and scars that are hidden deep inside. You know the times of rejection, ridicule, etc. you may have faced. Many of you may still be carrying them with you as heavy baggage. It will not go away on its own, but you can definitely find healing from your past and be set free once you start dealing with what happened and not hesitate to receive the help needed. Jesus wants you to come to him, and he will not turn you away. Yes, friend, he will not turn you away. He wants you to be clean. He wants to clean out your past for you. The man with leprosy was determined to receive help and did not let his past stop him or what other people might think of him, but received healing. You do not have to let your past stop you from receiving the help the Lord wants to give you right now. Yes, friend, he wants to give you healing right now. It won't be easy, and there could be a lot of inner turmoil and pain. But when you pour out your heart to the Lord, showing him everything that has caused the wounds and scars you are dealing with, and ask Jesus to make you clean as the leper showed himself to Jesus and asked Jesus to make him clean and was healed, so will you in God's perfect timing. Yes, friend, you will. When you pray to the Lord, listen to what he has to tell you. Jesus reached out to the man, touched him, and spoke to him, being willing to make him clean. Jesus wants to reach out to you and touch you in every area of your life. Whether you have experienced any kind of abuse, a relational breakup, a family dysfunction, guilt over sins of the past, Jesus is willing to reach out to you with his loving hands, touch you with his healing love. Take the help he is offering you. He loves you so much. Each of you knows what the Lord may want you to deal with, what you are facing. Don't let your past or what other people will think about you stop you from receiving healing. Just because you may have had bad experiences in the past and they hurt you so badly, don't let that govern your present and future. One example is relationships. If you have ever experienced a bad breakup or even just a breakup, it would be so easy to just give up and not be in a relationship with anyone else, fearing you may get hurt all over again. But don't let the other person who broke up with you have a hold on your life, preventing you from enjoying life again. Depend on the Lord to send that right person your way. I know He would, because He created you. You are special in His sight, and He knows that special one out there for you who you can spend the rest of your life with. Take the step, whatever you're facing with, and bring it to the Lord as the man with leprosy did, and you will find healing in Jesus' name. Jesus does not just heal broken relationships. He can heal whatever you're going to. He can give you the strength. Yes, He can. His love can enter everywhere now and make them clean. Yes, it can, friend. Yes, it can. Amen. I want to share with you an acrostic for clean. Christ's love enters all now. I ask you again, friend, where do you want to be clean? Take it to the Lord in prayer. I would like to close this time in prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, you remember everything. You remember the time the man with leprosy came to you and begged you to make him clean. You were filled with so much compassion, and you reached out your hand and touched the man who was seen as diseased, and you are willing to make him clean and heal him. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you so much for your love. Lord, you know the wounds and scars each of us face from our past or even the present. You know, Lord, what it has done to us on the inside. Lord, when the pain is too much, it is so easy to try to forget it by focusing our mind on other things so we do not have to deal with it. That won't help us in the long run. But I know, Lord, you can heal each person who is faced with hurts when they come to you. Please, Jesus, reach out to the one who is hurting and touch them with your love and power. Provide them the means to get the healing you want for their life. Thank you, Jesus, so much. Please, Lord, help them not to let their past influence them from getting the help they need. You know how they can receive that help. Please make it clear to them. Thank you so much, Jesus. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of your name. Please deliver us and provide us healing for your name's sake. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you that you not only hear us but answer us. Amen. In your name I pray, Jesus. Amen. If you would like to invite Jesus Christ into your heart and make Him a daily part of your life, you can this very moment. You will never be alone. You can claim God's promises for you in the Bible and see them come through before your eyes in His wonderful timing. You don't have to wait for a special time to come to the Lord. You can come to Him right now as you pray this prayer, meaning it in your heart. Dear Jesus, I am a sinner, Lord. I am so sorry for my sins. I confess my sins to you. I confess the wrong things I have done and messed up my own life. I need you, Lord, right now and in the years to come. I have gone my own way and have not found what only you can give me. You alone have the words of eternal life. You alone love me unconditionally for who I am. Thank you, Jesus. I turn myself to you, O Lord, in this fall of September 2005. Please forgive me of all my sins and come into my heart. I accept you, Jesus, into my heart. Thanks, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Thanks for forgiving me of all my sins. Thanks for giving me a new identity in you. I acknowledge you now as my Lord and personal Savior, as I believe in my heart that you died and came back to life to save me now and forever. I give myself to you and ask you to be in control of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for the coming days we can do things together. Thank you for being my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you, Jesus, you have heard my prayer and answered me. Thanks, Jesus, for changing me and helping me through life's storms and winds. In your name I pray, Jesus. Amen. Friend, you may feel something or you may not, but this you can be assured of, that the Lord Jesus Jesus has come into your life and will give you a new beginning. Amen. Get yourself involved in a campus Bible study fellowship, and most of all, find a Bible believing church and be involved to grow in your Christian walk with the Lord. They all need to be supplements for your own precious solitary time with the Lord in prayer and meditating on His Word. If you need a Bible, please let me know. If anyone needs to talk to me, pray with, or study the Bible this fall of September 2005 or any time, you can email me at readyforhisglory2004@yahoo.com or call me at 412-720-4579. May you have a blessed day. Amen.